The quote in the interview, the report of the interview, went something like this: "More joy." The person interviewed was Matthew Fox. You may remember him as the Catholic priest who was silenced for talking about original blessing being more important than original sin. And Fox later officially left the Catholic Church. His exclamation, "More joy," took place not in a regular interview setting, but during a sweat lodge ritual. And as the heat built up, that is what he exclaimed: "More joy." Now, I've been in a sweat before, in a sweat lodge back in Minnesota before seminary, and I'll tell you, more joy was not what I was thinking. I was thinking instead about how the sweat coursing down my back was turning the dirt floor into mud, and that at some point my sweat was indistinguishable from that mud. Maybe I'm not so good at the whole sacred ritual thing. But when I think about joy, about the all too brief moments I've known what can be only be called pure joy, well, I wonder if I'm such a bad student of the sacred at all. Now, joy can be a fraught subject, because if you are not feeling joyful, if you are feeling sad, depressed, lonely, you name it, talk of joy and the inference that we should all be joyful can be, well, like the proverbial salt on the wound. And as I was driving here this morning, I realized while I had written that, I've never actually put salt on a wound, but I can imagine pretty much what it feels like inside. I imagine all of us know that feeling probably all too well. But joy is still important. It's something we strive for, right? The Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of happiness, moments of joy. Joy, I'm floating on my back doing a lazy, lazy backstroke in the middle of a country pond, suspended by the water under the fullness of a wide blue sky. I'm hearing Anne say, "I do," at our wedding. And then a few minutes later, I noticed she started to dance as we were making our way down the aisle. So you have to dance along. I'm in the delivery room where a congregant has given birth just an hour before, meeting her daughter for the first time, never having been present in a delivery room before. An hour or so later, back in my car, the tears come down for 20 minutes. This was a rite of passage for me, being in that sacred space. The taste of fresh-picked strawberries. Is anything more joyful than that? I know you're probably thinking of one or two. That's okay. But strawberries, come on, wonderful. What gives you joy? We've got a microphone, I'm really asking. Let's turn this on, are we double mic'd? What brings you joy?
My friends.
Did you hear that, her friends?
There's nothing like the laughter of my grandchildren.
Well said, young man.
Talking with other people that I like.
Thank you. Thank you. We got time for a few more. Whoop. This is my Sunday morning exercise.
Music.
Music.
The beginning of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, when that is, wow.
Yeah, yeah. From the general to the specific, I like that.
Really good dance music.
That could be widely interpreted, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, I have the joy of the birthing going on at the moment. Our oldest daughter, Catherine, is in Washington, D.C. at Georgetown University Hospital, and there are two identical twin boys coming out any time.
I do want to hear from others, but no one's going to be able to top that, I think.
My autistic great-grandchild after therapy who came up and hugged and kissed me. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy from a grandchild.
The beauty of nature.
Beauty of nature. Beauty of nature, absolutely. Here you go.
My Father's Day present, my daughter and son came to church with me.
Hey. We can applaud that. That's all right. Come on, folks. Family time. And that sound.
This is a little bit post-dated, but I got news of my first grandchild's birth when I was ushering here 9 weeks ago on Easter.
Thank you for the applause. I was trying to come up with a joke about he is risen or something like that, but that's not good. The news is spectacular. So, nature, music, people close to us, new life, connections, respect, holding on to love. Are we surprised? No. Are we grateful? Are we appreciative? Absolutely. Absolutely. Fleeting joy, lasting joy, joy, joy. I mentioned being a student of the sacred earlier. I may have mentioned this some time back, but my ministerial mentor, Dan O'Neill, when I asked him about what he felt was sacred, had two answers. The first was lasting truths. Lasting truths. Truths that stand the test of time. And second, because he was such a strong environmentalist, and I had never heard this answer before, and I love it, I hold it up still, the 2 inches of fertile soil that builds up every 1,000 years. I never would have thought of that. But my God, we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for that slow, slow accumulation of, I don't know how else to describe it, fertile groundedness that really is soil. And there's this human instinct, and I think it's not just in humans, I think it's in mammals, where if one person smiles, another person sees it and almost always feels happiness too. We're hardwired for that. Now, it doesn't always happen. If we're in a bad mood, we may not jump to that response. That's okay. But that impulse, that reflective impulse, thank God for that. Using the term God symbolically, My test, and I learned this from my Uncle Pete, who I do not preach about often, because he is a curmudgeon, he is the black sheep of the family, and a lover of conspiracy theories. But he has this test, which I have adopted, to test politicians and other leaders. Are they willing to be happy? And is it important to them that other people be happy too? That second part, there's the rub. So Uncle Pete, you curmudgeon, I love you, thank you. Are we willing to be happy, to soak up and seek out those moments of joy? And how do we feel about other people being happy? Is it okay for other people to be happy? I think that's a fairly strong and valid litmus test. Moments of joy. I'm not interested in defining the term. I don't think that helps. It's like pornography. We know it when we see it. We know it when we feel it. That's enough for me. The goal is to experience it as often as possible and to help others experience it as well, because you know what? That makes us feel good. That makes me feel good. I'm a stepdad now. Ryan, my stepdaughter, is starting a new job in Dayton tomorrow. Doesn't have a place to be there. We'll be finding a place on Airbnb for the next week or so until she finds a place. So Ann's taking the day off tomorrow, and we're going to Dayton to apartment hunt for Ryan. That's going to feel really good. That's going to feel really good. As long as we find a decent place. Joy is a hard thing to talk about, especially in church, because it's fraught. It's one of those goals that we seek in life. It's something that, unless you are a saint, has probably gotten us into trouble once or twice, if not more, in our lives. Someone's experiencing a little joy back there right now. That's all right, we can manage. It's one of those things that we need more of in our lives. So do that little litmus test from Uncle Pete. Are you willing to be happy? And does the joy of others matter to you? Does it make you happy? I hope the answer to both will be yes. Walk in joy, my friends. Walk in joy.